Sarah, did you copy? I copied just now. Did you try something before? Yeah, I tried to push the talk on my radio, and it set the radio power off. That was bizarre. Can you hear me okay? Yes, you're coming in loud and clear now. I'm assuming that you were able to hear the first aid fundamentals, and Jill offered some very helpful information. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kimber? Yeah, I was listening, and I like that everybody should know how to do first aid, CPR, and AED devices and all that, and take training. Definitely go out and get the training that you need. It's worth it. A lot of places will offer it for free, or there's a great group around here that is pay. Andy and I just, we paid and took our class for our certifications, which we have to do. There's one more thing I'd like to say about CPR. Break. When performing CPR, of course, you know, the Good Samaritan laws protect us in most cases. And only do what you are trained to do. If you are not trained to do CPR, then by all means, do not do that. But one thing that I was reminded of today is I was listening on the scanner, and there was an 80-year-old man who had a seizure and then was agonal breathing and not doing too well. And he has a DNR, which means do not resuscitate. And, you know, I was wondering if how are we supposed to, if we come up upon somebody that needs help, how are we supposed to know if they have a DNR or not? You know, that's a good question, but that's one of the cases that it gets a little complicated. Other than that, definitely, I'm in for everything else. Thank you, and back to Nick. You know, I think if you're not aware that they have a DNR, and, you know, somebody doesn't wear something like that around their neck, that you need to do what you need to do, what you feel is right in your heart. So if you believe that that's what needs to be done, then I would just go ahead and do it. I mean, I don't think there's anything legal you can do if you're trying to help somebody that you have no idea if they have a DNR or not. So would you like to talk about the AmronNet, Kimber? Yeah, I can do that. And, yeah, you're right about that. And, you know, if we don't know they have a DNR, then we're doing everything we think is right or best for that person. And we're not obligated to do so. That's the decision you got to make when you come up to the scene. Make sure it's safe by all means. Lots of different things to think about. But anyway, I'll talk about the AmronNet. It is every Sunday night at 7 p.m. for the ND725 folks, which is also Illinois Valley, and whoever can hear the ND725 repeater. And then Jackson County is on Monday nights at 8 p.m. So we'll do the net roll call, we'll do the channel 3 checks, and I read the intelligence brief. Thank you. Back to Nick. Well, thank you very much for all of that information, and thank you for your help and input for the first aid fundamentals that we've been discussing. Thanks for sharing and participating, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WROY 384 Diana, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy?